Hello, my lovelies. I know. It's been a while. It's been a hot minute. It has. It really has been a while since I did this. I'm sorry and also not sorry, cause I've been so busy, but then I was like so happy with how busy I was. So it was change. You know how idle I've been, so this was a welcome change for me. As of the day I'm recording this, it's International Women's Day. So happy International Women's Day to all my queens. Yes, it really, personally, I'm of the belief that women should be celebrated every day of the year. But it's nice to have this cemented in the calendar for all those who didn't want to or wouldn't have done it. So, hey, total world domination is around the corner, ladies. You better get ready. I love women. I celebrate all the women out there, cis women, trans women, basically anyone who identifies as being female. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. It's just amazing, right? There's even something different in the air. I just feel like. Anyway, today, this year's theme was, I can't remember the exact theme, but it was something about standing out and speaking out, you know, standing up. And we tired, bro. So let's speak up when there is discrimination on the basis of sex, you know, gender inequality, gender iniquity. I'm so pissed that we live in a world where, I mean, we're busy trying to fight racism, and then also in our individual races, we're also trying to fight because of this. Yani, human beings, I don't get us. I don't get men. I just, whatever. I see you, women. I love you. A special shout out to the women with low self-esteem, body dysmorphia, internalized traumas because of the patriarchy. I see you, sis. I love you. We celebrating all our sisters, all our queens. I love us. I love women. I'm here for this day, and I'm here for us taking over the world because a bitch is tired. Very, very tired. Okay? Well, it's safe to say that this is going to be a diary session because I haven't talked to you guys in a hot minute. So I wanna catch you guys up on what's going on. If you follow me on my socials, I know that you've been seeing me post about March 13th. And like, there's a lot of you actually who've been asking me what's going on then. Others are like genuinely confused when looking around whether March 13th is another holiday. Well, I don't know if it is one, but for me it's a big deal. So just keep your eyes peeled. I'm not gonna tell you what it is now. I can't just ruin it like that. Let's all wait for March 13th and see what's gonna happen. So follow me on my socials if you don't. Your girl's got something special coming. Yeah. Also, I got asked to hop on a project. No, okay, it's a song. I know I keep saying project. Guess I'm preparing for my internship or whatever. But I had a friend asked me to hop on a song, and I can't wait to record it. I'm supposed to be recording it this week, I think. Yeah, this week. I'm so excited. Guys, you know how idle I've been. So when I get busy in a productive way, I'm so freaking happy. Also, I'm heading over to see my homies in Rongai this weekend. Actually, you guys, I love my friends. I don't hang out with them enough because my parents have this weird love for moving us into places in the middle of nowhere. Not even like in the middle of nowhere, like in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, it's a place on a map. You can see where it is. It's a town even, but now like shucks. And for me, I don't know. I don't know if I'm a city girl because I prefer the coast. But like, I just like knowing that there's people around me who I can hang out with, like not just people around me, like neighbors, like people around me, like we're friends and we live around each other, like you know, your neighborhood friends. I've never had that. I literally only have that in university. God, I've just realized. Because my parents move us to literally strange places. The demographic does not fit, as in, like, everyone here is old. Like, everyone here, this is Shags, not at Shags village, at undeveloped. Like, as in, this is where people's grandparents are. You get, like, actual Ushago. And then there's the language barrier, which makes it 10 times more wonderful. So, anyway, to, like, put an end to all that, I just don't get to see my friends as often as I want to, and I'm just going to hang with them this weekend, and I am so happy, guys. I'm such a friends person. I love people. I really do love being around people. I love the buzz that's there. There's, like, always this buzz in the air, like this chatter that's not stopping. Like, you know, this is, I think I just like noise. I've told people this, I'm attracted to noise, but not like screamo noise, but even then there's times I like screamo noise, you get. But like, usually I like, I'm looking for a situation that I can like liken this to. Okay, here. You remember in high school when they were the kids who actually really wanted to read, like they really came to school to like get those good grades. They were, as in, those guys were focused, bro. And then they'd always be like, hey, there's so much noise. And then there's that person like me who is like, a book is open on my desk, but I've reread that line 100 times and I'm now reciting 21 Pilots lyrics in my head, right? So that was me. That was the type of student I was. It helped me though, because in KCSE, geography paper one, I swear half of that paper was Form 1 work. And I always used to read KCSE Mirror and open from the first topics of form, like of geography, so Form 1 work, yeah? And I'd always flip through the first like 5 chapters, I'd be paying attention. And then now I start zubaying in like chapter 6. Because you know, geography in Form 1 was really fucking easy. And people would always ask, you're always fucking hearing about those planets. They're not gonna come in KCSE. Hey? What are they started asking us the characteristics of Saturn, Sijui, the conditions on this planet, and I was writing it and I was like, how do I know this shit so good? So that rereading lines 1,000 times, very helpful. That was not, I'm the type of person who tells a story with 10 mini stories in the story. So what was I talking about? So yeah, so I was the type of person who'd reread lines, right? And then this, I would always be like, when the choppies said that, I'd always be like, there's no noise, it's quiet. And then my friend Jeria, who used to sit behind me, I love how my sitting position was in high school. I was always next to someone I really loved. But Jeria has been like sitting behind me since I think Form 2, and I love that. So Jeria was sat behind me and she was like, I'm like, Jeria, kwani people are making noise. And she's like, eh, kuna mamas. And it hit me that I can't read in a room with like pin drop silence. Like I say, at the end, now it's time to study, and then pin drop silence, or in a class with pin drop silence, I'll go mad. I'll hear my own thoughts, as in I'll be hearing everything except the words that I'm trying to, like, because you know when you read, it's just hearing the voice in your head, right? I would hear other things, like ideas, like, why don't we sleep now and then wake up in 10 minutes, shit like that. It's never, my mind is not a productive space unless I'm in an environment that's conducive for it. So if the class got like pin drop silence, I'd either fall asleep or go out and read in another class that was now noisy. I just realized, I just can't stand silent environments. It's very eerie for me. Very creepy. I don't enjoy it. I'm the type of person who will be home alone and turn on the TV so that I can hear another voice, or like the radio, or play music on my, like, it just doesn't sit right with me to be in a very silent environment. And now, because this is Shags, it's as silent as it gets, I swear. It's only now, thank God, now there's like some neighbors who like played their radio, but then my mom complained and now even that stopped. So, you know, Anyway, so I can't wait to hang out with my friends because that buzz, the constant knowing someone is talking, I can hear someone talking somewhere. It's really nice. I like that. I enjoy it. And my friends are the people I'm the most me with. Okay, you have to understand, there's a version of me that means by herself. That chick is the chick who you sometimes get on the podcast. Actually, I think audio wise you guys have gotten that chick like down, but like then there's a chick I am with my friends, which is like almost 1,000, almost 100% authentically me. It's like 2% or 3 or 10 they don't see. But that like freedom, at least to that level, is very good for me. At home I feel very stifled, very like a bird who has, there's that thing, they clip the wings so that they don't fly away. Hey man, this place can get to a bitch. I use the word bitch way too much. But I feel like bitch is like the nigger of women. When women say it, it's okay to each other even. But when a man says it, it's like, yo. So fellas, watch out on that. Don't just call chicks. You guys say chicks, you don't say bitches. That's why whenever they censor bitch in rap songs, it's chick. So that's for you guys. Hey man, being at home can be crazy, but I've had a good week. I'm not gonna complain. I've had a good few weeks. So I'm okay with being here. You know, I really thought there was more news I would have for you guys. I'm sure if I think hard enough, I can get it. Oh, I've been binge watching a series. I was binge watching a series called Ginny and Georgia. Loved it. It's okay. Well, you see, I never suggest series or movies to people because I'm usually afraid that I'm like, they're not gonna like it. See, this is one of the things I've been working on myself with, but I still have it kiflani. I'm such a people pleaser. In the best way possible for everyone else, in the worst way possible for me. I aim to please, which means I was the type of person where if someone came to me with a problem, I want to like look high and low in the world, Google anything to get the solution to the problem for that person because I felt it was my responsibility. I was the type of person who someone said, can we do this? And because I really care about this person, even if I really don't want to do it, I'm like, it's okay because I'll have done a greater good. I made this person happy at the expense of myself. When I tell you guys, don't give from a place of emptiness, let me tell you, all of the advice I give you guys, or like wise words, I guess, you know, grasshopper shit, it's because I've been through it and I'm trying to give you guys the best solution, best of what I didn't do. I'm trying to help you guys know what to do by knowing what not to do. That is why I tell you in excruciating detail any things that I have done that I'm working myself on. Working what? About myself that I'm working on. I think that's the right ending to that. It's crazy. Like, I didn't realize how horrible it was until like late last year, come this year. There's so many things I'm working on. I'm working on that, and I'm working on how to properly express myself. Because I was the type of person who, for example, if I got sad or mad, I just like not tell you about it, but then resent you for it. So every time I look, and then it gets to the point that I just hate you, and I have no idea how it got to that point. None of us can explain how it got to that point, but it turns out it was my internalized, it was not internalized, it was my resentment for you that I kept to myself. So I'm learning how to express myself. I'll take as much time as I need to process my emotions, really dig in on them, know what caused it, take responsibility for where I went wrong, or where I didn't express myself correctly, or did something to make you, you know, as in I really dissect the situation, and then my nose gets blocked so strangely and randomly, I'm sorry. So then I'll talk to you. Even if it takes 3 months for me to process it, if it takes me a week to process it, I will just be like, hey, this happened. I didn't enjoy this. It made me feel this way. And then I hear your feedback, because this, you have to understand that just because you feel bad about a situation doesn't mean the other person is wrong. It means that we both played a part into getting the situation to where it got. And everyone needs to take accountability for it. So yeah, that's why I said I built bridges and burnt some others this week. And it was all in a civilized way. So civil, so just communication. I'm really working. I learned that I'm very good at communicating, especially on behalf of other people. But I suck. And I used to, you know how I always tell you guys, treat yourself like your best friend. I now was doing everything for my best friends, or okay, best friend here is loose for like the people in my life. And then I forgot to treat myself how I would treat them. So now I treat myself first how I would treat the person I love most in my life, because I am the person I love most in my life. And that is another place to clap for myself, because you know what? I'm now my first priority in life. I've never been able to say that, because I used to think that that means you're selfish and vain. Well, bitch, selfish is the new self-care. I feel like I really hope that someone can pick up. I wish I did like a list or something of everything important that I mentioned in the podcast, and then I would list them down as like the lessons, so that hopefully everyone can send back an audio like this to me, a short clip or something of them telling me how they finally got to this point. But hey, it's an up and down thing. I feel really shitty sometimes. I should probably record an episode of me actually feeling shitty. Not because I want to prove to you guys any, like, prove that, like, now what I've said, that this, it's an up and down thing. It's not linear. But just so you guys know that there's actually, everyone feels shitty. But then I feel like that's also really weird. Why would I do that, you know? I don't know. This is now my biggest problem in life. I'll be faced with two options like that, two thoughts. Like, maybe it'll help someone, or maybe it's actually going to blow up in my face. And then I just like sit there on it. That's how I'll never do that until I figure that out. So let's scrap that. You didn't hear that. Ignore it. I really thought that I had done more these 3 weeks. Oh, my mom's birthday. Well, her birthday was on the 2nd of February, but like we did something for it in the last 3 weeks. What else did I do in the last 3 weeks? I don't really do much. I parried the platypus, so sorry. And that means it's the end of the diary session. This episode was all over the place. But you know what? That's why I love my podcast. No structure whatsoever. It's just as honest as I can make it at the time I record it. So, follow me on my socials, guys. Because that news will drop and y'all will be the last to know. So, keep your eyes peeled for the 13th of March. Wow, it's already March. We thank the divine. We really got to 2021. Blessings, y'all. And on the 13th, I will be with my friends, hopefully. So that's gonna be cool to record an episode with my homies. It's been a hot minute since I had anyone on this podcast. Probably why you guys don't listen as much, but hey. I might re-record this. This episode feels really cringe. But in the event that I keep it, I love all of y'all for actually putting up with me. Follow me on Instagram at Iana Kiragu. Twitter, Iana Kiragu. Again, I say my name wrong. Anyway, what can we do? Snapchat, Iana NK. I haven't been on Snapchat in a hot minute. It's because I still need to get a phone. So, send monies. But then send monies to all the women, you know, eh? It's International Women's Day. Send. It's International Women's Year, bitch. Send. I know that you were saying Jisha Peter. Anyway, love all of y'all. Bye.